Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, and Boomers. Those are the four generations supposedly at war with each other these days. But you can be part of something entirely different, even if you qualify as a Boomer like me. And I want my Gen Zs to start sharing this. Hi, I'm Corby Mitlide, and this is the Psychic Yellow Brick Road. The world is changing. And life doesn't have the spark it used to. So we look around and ask, where do I need to go to catch the magic again? You've found it. Welcome to the Psychic Yellow Brick Road, a weekly podcast that delves into the intuitive world, metaphysics, life purpose, and how to connect with the compassion of spirituality. I'm Corby Mitlide, and I've been on the Psychic Yellow Brick Road for 50 years. I'm a certified tarot master, past life specialist, psychic medium, channel, and author. And most importantly, I'm an elder in the field, ready to pass on everything I've discovered to you. So let's hit that psychic yellow brick road where you can find the real wizards and avoid the flying monkeys. Spiritual elders in the 21st century.
Now listen, you young whippersnapper.
This morning, I saw a meme that was a perfect example of why this country is so broken. It vehemently objected to the idea of raising the minimum wage and forgiving student loans for people that they referred to as lazy students, and instead said that what should really happen was that Social Security should be raised for those of us who have already worked our asses off for 50 years. Do you wonder why OK Boomer is now an epithet? And why I agree with it? Look, it's true. Life was better when I was growing up, but these reasons illustrate why. Fascism stayed where it had been shoved, in the past, in the darkness. Political compromise was possible for the good of the country. Wage inequality wasn't nearly as insurmountable as it is now. We didn't believe that climate disaster and mass extinctions could make the world uninhabitable in our lifetimes. We didn't fear being murdered when we went to school. We didn't fear being shot in the head because of our life choices, who we loved, who we voted for, how we viewed women's rights, whether or not we believed science. But we did believe in the possibility of having a better life than our parents did. As boomers, it was always about us from the moment we were born. We were like the bulge in the boa constrictor who swallows an elephant. And the generations following are beginning to wonder if we will ever not think of ourselves as more, better, brighter, or more deserving. It's time for my generation to learn to be 21st century spiritual elders, not boomers. So what's the difference between an elder and a boomer? In times past, elders agreed that as one ages, one leaves the world stage and makes room for the next generation. They left the spotlight and encouraged from the wings. Elders understood that the generations needed to be mutually supportive, that the family or community was a whole, not persistent competitors who deep down resented each other. Elders knew they were a source of wisdom, but it wasn't a license to force-feed people how it used to be. So how do you make the shift? Here are my five rules for being a successful 21st century spiritual elder. 1. Think before you lecture. Sometimes people are trying out different ideas in their heads or in a non-vital setting to see what works, what feels right. To immediately tell them they are doing something wrong or that you did it better, or to berate them for what you see as foolish opinions or actions means that you're cutting off their growth at the root and feeding them reasons to never trust their own knowing. People are not bonsai trees. Don't force them to grow the way you think they should. 2, respond rather than react. Two words with a huge difference. Respond, remember, means to think carefully about what's being said or done, and review all your possible reactions to decide which one moves the dialogue or situation forward in a positive, constructive manner. Reacting is falling back on a knee-jerk, unthinking response. If that's always your go-to action when someone says or does something that doesn't fit your narrative, it's out of line. It also guarantees that younger people will stop interacting with you. And that feeds into the senior citizens' common feelings of abandonment, irrelevance, and loneliness. 3. Listen without judgment. So often people long to be heard, and one gets heard when someone listens to them without immediately formulating an answer when the speaker's only halfway through what they're saying. I often tell people, listen with both ears and your whole heart. That means to be in a clear and compassionate space where it isn't all about you, but the person speaking, who has a right to explore their worldviews just as you did at the same age. 4. Offer your thoughts and advice when asked or in an appropriate setting. Being in a conversation with someone younger doesn't give you the right to start criticizing or correcting in the name of "in my day." If you are asked for input, take into account what they have to factor in: costs, dangers, difficulties that perhaps you didn't have to deal with. Then share what you know. 5. Be willing to let those younger generations take the lead in projects. Learn to be a third trencher. What does that mean? You have to go back to World War I for an example. In trench warfare, the first trench held the soldiers who were going over the top to fight. The second trench, the next wave of soldiers. But that all-important third trench, that held the supplies, the food, the medical treatment. All the support needed by those on the front lines came from the third trenches while the fighting was in the front. That means that as an elder, a 21st century spiritual elder, you do the dishes and pack the lunches. You don't necessarily get to run the event that feeds the homeless. You support the idea that it's the younger generation who will plan the event, talk to the media, and step up to show the world what's important to them. All of this comes down to one vital message. Find a way to make it work for everyone involved. Work together, across the generations. Because if you think it's all about you and not them, whoever you deem them to be, you'll lose more than you realize. The only way for any of us to prosper is for all of us to prosper. And that's the most important lesson a 21st century spiritual elder can pass along. I've been guiding friends and clients since 1973. I love showing you opportunities and how to grab them, where the tough stuff is and how to get through it, and handing you your toolbox through tarot and oracle cards, past life exploration, spirit guides and angelic conferences, and mediumship. My website, corbymitlai.com, is full of articles, blogs, where to find me for live appearances, and where to listen to me as I guest on other podcasts. There's a full menu of readings, from short burning questions all the way up to the jewel of the crown, my soul plan readings, which are based on the work I did with Robert Schwartz. Whether it's general questions about your life in practical terms, romance readings, business consultations, discovering your sentence of passion, or digging into that single challenge that has run through your life, you can find the appointment that's right for you. You know, your opinion matters a lot. So if you enjoy this, take a few minutes to leave a review. Word of mouth is key with podcasts, so share it with others. And if you really want to help make the magic happen, go find me at patreon.com. There's a tier called I Believe in You. And for just a couple of dollars a month, you can be an official roadie and help all the things I do. The podcast, the books, the classes, the videos keep on coming. This has been Corby Mitlide. And until next time, keep those ruby slippers polished, and I'll meet you on the psychic yellow brick road.